Jerry Mason, Kicking Lawyer. We're here for another Law Talk. Thank you guys for taking the time out of your day to hang out with us for a second. As always, if you haven't, please like, follow, subscribe to the content. We're on all social media platforms, podcast platforms, and we're trying to get you to check us out on YouTube. Nobody watches us on YouTube, so check that out. And if you haven't, please make sure you check out Michelle Allen. She has been sponsoring this show since it started and is a great community leader. And she's your go-to in the area if you have any questions about real estate, rental properties, etc. And then if you want to learn to kick and punch and have some confidence and discipline, you visit masonsmartialarts.com. We have two locations, one in Millington and one in Covington, Tennessee. And then on the square here in Covington, we have Jam Books and Records that has books, records, signed memorabilia, and graded comic books. It's open Monday through Saturday, so come check us out there. Holistic Healthcare and Hormones is Dr. Laura Huffman and my wife Madeline's clinic. If you want to help optimize and maximize your health, that's what they're there for, holistichealthhormones.com. And then if you want help with social media marketing, branding, emails, whatever, website design, videos, visit masonitemarketing.com. And then one other thing that I did want to kind of promote that's going to start this coming weekend is the Rocky Horror Show is going to be at the Ruffin Theater the next two weekends. A lot of people have come before, and it's sort of become a regular thing for the season, I think. Myself and my law partner, Brian Huffman, will be reprising roles in that performance. And then another lawyer friend of ours, Jeremy Armstrong's in it, and my wife is actually the director. It is an 18-plus show. So if you know what Rocky's about, you understand. If not, it may not be for you, and that's fine. Anyway, come check us out at Rocky Horror. So joining me today is a returning guest. He's been on the show before, Mr. Nick Sawal. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. And so you're running now is what it is, right?
We're physically running this time.
Okay, yes. Yeah, good. So tell me about that.
So I work with a group called Irreverent Warriors. Our mission is to bring veterans together using humor and camaraderie to improve mental health and prevent veteran suicide.
Okay. That's a great, great, great cause.
Yeah. It's real near and dear to my heart. Served in the Army 08 to 12, deployment in Afghanistan. I've lost more friends to suicide since I've been back from Afghanistan than we lost in Afghanistan.
That's so terrible, yeah.
So I've been involved with Irreverent Warriors since 2016, roughly.
It's a nonprofit.
Yeah, we're a 501c3 nonprofit, mm-hmm. International group, really. Mm-hmm. I've been running the Memphis chapter since 2016. It's a good time.
When is the run?
We're doing a Veterans Day 5K, so I have it on my shirt right here. Mm. It'll be the weekend before Veterans Day, so that's November 8th.
Okay, November 8th. Is that a Saturday?
It's a Saturday, yeah.
Okay, and where is it at?
We're doing it at Veterans Plaza, appropriately in Mumford.
Nice. So local people can sign up and do the run.
Absolutely. Okay. That is the whole reason I'm here.
Okay, and a 5K is what,
3.2 miles. We're doing a fun thing this year. So our Knoxville chapter, for the past couple of years, they've done a 0K fundraiser, mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it sounds like. So you run 0K. So right after the 5K takes off, we'll be lining everybody that signs up for the 0K up at the starting line. On your mark, get set, go. You run across the line, you get your medal, and that is your race experience.
Come on, man. You got to at least let them do like a 1.0K, I guess, win a one. Okay, I've never heard of that. That's interesting.
So we have options for everybody. It's pet-friendly. Stroller friendly.
Well,
so.
And to be clear, though, for people that maybe haven't done these, you can walk it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, anybody can walk. I think everybody should be able to walk a 5K, and it can be a lot of fun. You know, a lot of people dress up and go do them. I didn't know, but now that I know, I may come do it. I enjoy doing them. I run twice a week, but I've gotten way more into the weightlifting. And then with the Rocky play coming up, I've lost 20 pounds and strength and muscle included trying to get ready for that show. Mm-hmm. So I only run a couple times a week, and I'll run 2-3 miles. It's not very fast. Yeah. But I mean, anybody, that should be a minimal threshold, I think, is to be able to do a 5K, especially for a good cause.
Yeah.
So how do they register for it?
You can register online. I have a race roster. I'll get you all the QR code. Okay. If you go on race roster and search Veterans Day 5K Mumford, should show up that way. Or if you need more information on our Warriors and what we're doing here in the Memphis region, iwmemphis.com. We have the registration on there.
What's the cost?
It's $35 plus fees, so it equals to like $41, $42. You get a nice, cool medal. I actually have some in my pocket, and you get a t-shirt just like this one. So part of our Irreverent Warriors logo is a soldier in full kit, kind of throwing a grenade over his shoulder. Mm. So our medals this year is a little
Oh, cool. Grenade. Hand grenade.
Yeah.
That's cool. Let's see. Yeah, there you go. Hand grenade. You just throw it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think it's for a great cause. So let's talk a little more seriously then about the mission.
Mm-hmm.
You being a veteran, and I mean, obviously being in there and knowing these guys, what do you think, and this is just a sort of a general question that you can answer however you want, and I know you're like me, you don't mind talking about whatever.
Yeah.
What do you think is the miss in society that we're missing to help veterans when they return?
So when you enlist in the military, you go to boot camp. You get 8 to 12 weeks, depending on your branch. They teach you how to be a soldier, or mm-hmm. Marine, or airman, whatever branch you're joining. So during that time, you're being programmed how to perform a very specific task of close combat or whatever mm-hmm. your job is. As you're getting out of the military, there's no reverse boot camp.
Yeah.
So I out-processed, and by that, I got some signatures and turned in my gear. And they said, okay, have a good day. We'll see you. See you later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better now. I've been out for 13 years. They've improved processes a lot. But that's the gap that Irreverent Warriors is trying to fill.
Mm.
So our idea is if we can be the local veteran community, the catalyst, we can prevent isolation. We believe isolation is one of the leading causes of suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get people connected in their local community with the camaraderie that we had in the service, having that local social network will be life-saving.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. I was a cop for 12 years. And there's definitely some PTSD that can happen even with law enforcement. But one of the differences is a lot of the cops' trauma is you're still in the civilian world,
right.
though. So you have a network usually of some family at least, and then cops, right. you know, that you are still around. And after you said that, it makes sense that when you get done with the military, you're done.
Yeah.
And your whole social structure is no longer there. Because I'm sure those, and guys are different too. And I shouldn't say guys, I'm sure there's a lot, there's a lot of female veterans too. Obviously, but I know as a man, like my wife and I were talking about this the other day, you and I may have not seen each other for years. And then if I saw you in passing, we'll talk like it was yesterday because we're guys, right? But guys don't call and say, hey man, how's it going?
Yeah.
You know, my wife on the way home every day is talking to somebody, a friend, her mama, somebody about what's going on. Yeah. And I can't remember the last time I picked the phone up and just checked on somebody,
yeah.
you know? And that may be a cultural thing that we need to shift because we have emotions also, whether we want to admit it or not. And I think that that's an issue that doesn't get addressed enough, especially in sort of the masculine, male-driven society, you know.
Agree 100%.
Yeah. One thing I was going to say is I've noticed this in society in general, and I'm sure that what I'm about to say has also affected military. But we as a society, at least locally and probably nationally, don't do well addressing mental health issues anyway.
Right.
As a defense lawyer, and even back when I was a cop, when you have somebody that's definitely in like a mental health crisis, they just end up going to jail.
Yeah.
You know, they get evaluated, maybe go send them to some outpatient thing, and then they just get thrust back out. But we don't really have places to help and treat, I don't think, on the level that's needed,
right.
the society's mental health issues. You know, do you think that's part of it too?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think the VA is aware or helps or is overworked on it or?
It depends on the locale.
Mm-hmm.
So I can definitely say that. There are statistics showing that the suicide rate is higher on veterans that are not enrolled in the VA system.
Mm.
So I want to say it's 2 or 3 times higher of the suicide rate just by not being involved with the VA.
Well, do all service people post active duty have access to the VA?
For mental health treatment, they passed a law 2 or 3 years ago. If you're a veteran of the United States military services, you can go to the VA for mental health treatment.
That's great. That's great.
So that's a recent thing.
I'm not sure if I told you the last time we talked. So my son's in the Navy.
Yeah.
He's been in since 19 or 20. I don't remember. I think it was 20. I think he went in February 2020 to the boot camp in the Navy. And he's in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
He's still there. And, of course, he just got an apartment. He's been in like 6 years,
yeah.
I guess 5 years. But he just got an apartment because he's been on a ship the whole
mm-hmm.
time and couldn't really like put any roots down. But again, I think that kind of shows how even like Army bases or Air Force bases, you're still moved around so much, it's probably hard to really lay solid roots,
yeah.
you know, as you're moving around. I don't know if we ever talked about it before. Were you, you weren't a military kid, were you?
No.
No. So you just decided to go in on your own?
Yeah, so I was in eighth grade on 9/11, so that, that definitely had
motivated
a big motivation there. It was the big push in Iraq was 07-08, so it was about that time period is when I enlisted.
Do you, and this is sort of an open-ended question too, are you glad you did?
Yeah.
You glad for your service?
Yeah, so I made lifelong friends. It's definitely put my life on the right trajectory, I can say that.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell a lot of young folks when they're not, because, you know, it's so stupid, I think, for us. I'm not speaking for you, but myself as an old person. I think it's silly for us to assume that an 18, 19, 20-year-old knows what they should do with the rest of their life. If you had asked me at 18, 19, 20 what I was going to be, I would have said I was going to be a karate teacher. That's all I wanted to do, right? Which I did, right? But if you had said that in my 30s I would become an attorney, I would have said you were an idiot, you know? What did you want to be 18, 19, 20? Do you remember?
So 15, 16, I wanted to be a pilot. So that was a long-term goal. Went to a local vocational high school down in Florida. To get like into aircraft mechanics.
Gotcha.
That didn't work out. Transferred back to my normal high school. Then I was really active in my church. So at the time I was doing sound and audio for the church. So I decided to go into live sound and audio productions. Got a degree from Full Sail University down in Winter Park, Florida. Private school, paid $60,000-ish for associate's degree. So a great investment there. With military, had student loan repayment program, so that was part of the reasons I enlisted. Was I got $55,000 in student loan repayment, so that wiped that almost clean. Served my country for 4 years, got out, got into industrial maintenance. So while I was in the Army, I was playing mechanic most of the time. So I figured I'd get out and get a job doing that. Toyota down in Blue Springs gave me a job as an industrial maintenance tech, so multi-craft maintenance. I had electrical background and mechanical background. They taught me automation, so started doing that about 25, 26. Then it started using my GI Bill, so again, service benefits. Got my engineering degree, so now I'm an automations engineer.
Nice.
So whole
Well, that's interesting. And I might even connect you with my youngest son. So my youngest son is in TCAT right now. He did college a year. He doesn't want to do military like his brother, and decided my father was in industrial maintenance his whole life. Me and Josh, our dad, was industrial maintenance. Anyway, his whole life. And so anyway, he's in TCAT to get a certificate to do industrial maintenance. He's trying to get jobs right now. He's looking at it. But he's looking at what other avenues it, you know, might be there. He likes that kind of hands-on stuff. So
We're hiring at my job. They just posted mechanical and electrical jobs.
Oh, cool. Yeah, well, I'll get you his information and see. I mean, he's 20. And he doesn't technically have any certifications yet. He's waiting on a couple of his certificates to come in.
If he can work with his hands, and they have testing that they do for those roles, so as long as he can pass the basic electrical or mechanical test.
Yeah, I think he probably could. He's a pretty smart kid, and I'm not just saying that because he's mine. I got my children. I love them all. They're great. I have four. But some did get my work ethic, which is like, I think you can sometimes outwork insufficiencies in other areas, and so I think he's got that, so maybe he can do something with it. So on another side note, so we're in a government shutdown. So pluses of the government shutdown: the IRS is shut down. I think that's great.
Darn.
I know, but we got to get the service people paid.
So they thankfully got paid this week.
Finally, I think it's the one thing they haven't agreed on anything else yet, have they? Those are the people that are watching. Today's October 16th, so hopefully by the time this airs, maybe they will have come to some agreement.
Because the Democrats want all the money to go to the trans surgeries in Argentina.
Yeah,
and so that squirrels can get their blue hair in their septum piercings.
I don't disagree.
Millions of dollars.
But it takes both sides. You got to have both sides.
Yeah, well, one side's right, one side's wrong. So there's that.
It's got to be a little compromise at some point.
Maybe
instead of blue hair, they let them get green hair. Maybe it's cheaper.
Yeah, you know, something like that. Yeah, the green hair doesn't cost them the millions of dollars.
Well, they're not sending it to Argentina because Trump's blowing them all up.
Or whatever country. I don't know.
Yeah, it was Venezuela.
Is it Venezuela? You're right. It's Venezuela.
They got a Mew on the way there, a Marine Expeditionary Unit.
Yeah.
So I saw that the other day. So I don't know if y'all are familiar with what a Mew is, but it's about 4,500 Marines that are probably capable of taking over that entire country.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah. I mean, I saw videos that came out where he was trying to get the citizen, the president of Venezuela was trying to get the citizenry, you know, ready because America's going to come take it over, which is, you know, I guess previously maybe wasn't unrealistic. You know, Reagan era probably would have done it.
Yeah.
But but anyway, I don't know. I mean, you know, the thing about the whole blowing up a boat without, I don't know what intel they have to blow the boat up, you know, so I'm curious how positive are they that's a narcotics runner and not just some dude.
That's where I'm at as my small government is we probably shouldn't be executing people in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
If we can blow them up, we could go capture them.
Well, I'm pro stop the narcotics coming to America, right? But, like, yeah, literally in the middle of the ocean, I would at least like to maybe know what the intel is that lets you know for sure that that is a drug runner and not just some dude, you know, like, or somebody maybe headed to America illegally, potentially, but not a drug dealer, you know, like, what's the evidence?
Even then, is that worth capital punishment immediately?
Not that. Right. I'm saying, that's what I'm saying is, I want to know if they're, but I mean, if they're like, you know, pounds of fentanyl for sure coming into the country illegally, and these are cartel members or something that are beheading people. I mean, that's a little different. I agree with you that maybe it's still not to the level of a war crime where I'm just going to decimate them.
Right.
But I'm also not naive to the point where, you know, like, if everybody has basic human rights, I think, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have basic judicial due process rights under our Constitution. Is our Constitution, in my opinion, was designed to protect American citizens. Mm-hmm. And so I do struggle when we're taking American dollars, taxpayer dollars, and sending them all kinds of places for things that don't support American interests necessarily. I mean, I'm definitely, and you know, he's joking about it, but I don't support the, and it has, to me, it's,
to me, it's not, not really.
to me, it's not a political thing. In other words, I don't care if, let's say you were sent, you know, I'm a Christian. Say you were sending $100 million to some country for Christian Bibles to all the kids. I don't support that either.
It's not the role of our government.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think you and I have discussed this before. I'm about smaller government too. So, and I'm also not about us being the world police. Mm-hmm. But there's a discussion we could have. You know, we're not world police, maybe. And I don't think our founding fathers intended us to be world police. At the same time, they didn't have the ability for people in the Middle East to send, you know, weapons of mass destruction on our soil to decimate us.
Right.
And so that does change the face of warfare, I think, a little bit. And I'm not saying I know the answer, but I'm saying that I'm open to discussion on that. Sometimes I do think you need to proactively. You don't want a World War II, you know? I mean, if we had acted sooner, there's an argument that there wouldn't have been as much death in World War II. But we waited because we were isolationists at the time. And then they made the mistake of attacking Hawaii. So I don't know what you think.
I mean, yeah. That's a loaded question.
No, it is a loaded. It's a very political question.
Yeah.
Are you still involved in any of that? Politics?
I'm trying to take more of a backseat. So I've gone through some campaign manager type trainings.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more appropriately where I'll be, help others to be that forward-facing face.
Yeah. Yeah, I ran for alderman. I think we discussed that before. And that was my only stick-a-toe-in politics, potentially. And I think I think I have two problems, personally. One is I'll say whatever. Like, there's no filter. I don't do well. I don't have a boss.
Yeah.
So I don't have to think about the, other than if people are going to hire me or go to my businesses, that's really the only, you know, negative. I just say whatever. Sometimes regretfully so, number one. And number two, I don't bullcrap people well. Like, I don't kiss mm-hmm. butt well. And you always struck me as the type that would struggle with that too.
Yeah.
And I
keep it real on the campaign trail.
Yeah. So I think that those two factors make it hard to be in politics.
Yeah.
Because, I kind of like Josh, sometimes I think things are right, and although I'm open to compromise, I don't know that I'm not going to compromise my values, at least not right now. Now, you know, if I got into federal government and they're throwing all this money at me, I'd like to say that I wouldn't fold, but, you know, I guess we would see.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm done with it too. I'm not interested in running anything else. The closest that I would do would be, you know, maybe when I'm old, like a judgeship or something like that, but that'd be And I joked about being old earlier, but I don't think I'm old, so it'd be way down the line.
Yeah.
So otherwise.
I think we need better representation. Mm-hmm. And my exposure that I got to how the government and politics and all that works, it's a very broken system.
Oh, yeah. No, I would agree with you on that 100%. I don't, you know, we got, especially at the federal level.
Yeah.
It's so disconnected from the actual voter, which is also why I wish more people were focused more on local elections. Mm-hmm. You know, the big coverage is always the federal stuff, but, you know, on a mass level, yeah, it affects you, trickle down. But there are, you know, your local alderman, your local mayor, your local city councilman, your state rep, those people have a lot of influence directly over how your life is. And a lot of people can't even name who their state rep is, you know, or their senator or whatever. And that's sad, I think.
Yeah. So yesterday, a buddy of mine went to lunch in Memphis. I work close to downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Westie's, nice veteran-owned establishment, if you hadn't been there. So we saw on the news that there were some veterans protesting the task force presence that's down in Memphis right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, oh, it's right around the corner. Let's go walk over and say hi.
Mm-hmm.
So we got there. First off, there wasn't a veteran there, so that was interesting. They had a nice tent, nice branch flags. There was one local guy, 37 male. He was just TDS. You're familiar with that abbreviation. So that was the root cause, I thought, for him. Eventually, some other veterans showed up, and we had good talks. We came to a lot of commonality, though. That's something I try to strive to in political talks, at least. Okay, what do we have in common?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we might disagree on execution, but let's talk root cause analysis. That's where I go with my day job. So they agree that the Shelby County School Board is highly dysfunctional. Shelby County government's highly dysfunctional. But they don't like that executive level federal is sending in a task force.
Mm-hmm.
But they agree the task force is needed. They just didn't like how it was presented.
Hmm. Yeah. I think my biggest struggle with the extremes on both sides is they often don't want to admit realities.
Yeah.
You know, they want to ignore certain statistical facts. Mm-hmm. Or like even with Trump. Okay, and I know he's super polarizing.
Yeah.
But why in any capacity is it a negative if he assists in stopping some war?
Yeah.
You know, why is that a bad thing? It's not. And somehow, a lot of times, the extreme left, especially the media, will somehow try to twist that into some negative. I just don't see how that...
They said the task force has rescued, like, 50-something missing children or something.
Yeah, well, like Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
You know, I was shocked that I had people that are in my Facebook, a friend on my Facebook thing that I know locally, close. It's not like foreign people I didn't know, that posted just horrendous things the day he was killed.
Yeah.
And regardless of if, like I was telling my wife this the other day, the, what is her name? OSC, OCS, the Cortez
girl. AOC.
AOC. AOC. Just, and I just bring her up because she's an sort of what I consider sort of an extreme left politician, right? I would never want to hear that she was speaking at a public place and then that would be terrible. Even though I don't agree with her views, I support her right to go and especially have, you know, peaceful discourse with people. That's how I think, like you said, where can we find the commonality if we're not discussing the issues?
Yeah.
And so I just don't understand. And then, you know, there was all this, he was warmongering. No, have you even listened to the stuff he says? Like,
no.
At no point did he ever preach anything other than peace,
yeah.
You know, and discussion. Let's discuss it.
Yeah.
I was just dumbfounded that local people in any capacity, regardless of the political spectrum, would say that was a good thing at all, you know, or make light of it.
Right.
You know, his children have to see that, you know, it just dumbfounded me. I just really lost a lot of respect for people that I know, certain people I know, for posting certain things. You know, making fun of it or making light of it or whatever. And then even trying to spin it, well, whether it was a school shooting or whatever at the time.
No.
Yeah, well, that's terrible too. You know, they can both be terrible. You know, one of the differences with the Charlie Kirk thing is we all open up our phone and saw it happen.
Yeah.
You know, that's ingrained. And a lot of people, I don't know what you did or didn't see overseas, but I know what I saw domestically as a cop. A lot of people don't deal with that stuff,
right.
You know. And in some ways, maybe it was a small taste of the shock that veterans or law enforcement deal with on a regular basis, and then other people don't understand why they act the way they do and why they're struggling the way they are.
As soon as I saw the video, I knew he was done.
Oh, yeah. No, me too. Like I thought, I tell you what, I was in my office and Josh brought it up. I opened it up. And when I saw it, at first I thought it might be AI or something. Because that's just that's something you don't normally see.
Yeah, you don't expect to open your phone and see
somebody shot. But when I realized that was real, I instantly knew what, the outcome was going to be. Unfortunately.
No recovering.
No, no. I mean, it's terrible. It's sad. I mean, anyway, it's just very frustrating to me the way certain people reacted to it. You know, and that's part of the problem with social media nowadays. It's so different from the way it was even 20, 30 years ago, is everybody has a voice, even people that honestly probably don't need to have a voice, you know, on a big platform. So
and that was a lot of the reason I went and talked to the veterans that were protesting on Facebook. They were getting dragged. So people were attacking their service, their discharge status.
Mm.
And the guy that I was talking to, who was six-year Navy, I think. He was a corpsman, just got out last year and using his GI Bill, going to school, honorable discharge.
Mm-hmm.
He's, in his mind, he's doing what he feels best to continue serving his country.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely support the right to protest. I'm not going to talk smack on somebody exercising their First Amendment right. But we need to get better as a whole of having those talks and being able to disagree politely.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, again, circling back to Charlie Kirk, one thing he did well is he literally went to where people would potentially disagree with him and tried to have peaceful discourse with them. And he often, if you actually listened to what he would say a lot of times, would try to start from something they agreed with, like you were talking about. Where is the points? You start with where we agree, and then start seeing where we disconnect.
Yeah.
And typically, and there's exceptions, most, I think, the average American citizen, right, left, man, woman, black, white, on core stuff are the same place. Yeah. I think the vast majority of us are the same place. And then there are a few things that may help us, you know, sort of deviate on what people's views are. But at the core of it, we're all American citizens. Mm-hmm. We're all human. We all love. We all, you know, get frustrated. We are all just trying to make it through it. You know, it's all the same.
We're all passionate about the things we care about.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think if we can start from that point and then, like you said, discuss it.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get a transgender person on here for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the very few that I've talked with or run into just felt it was going to be some attack session.
Yeah.
I just really want to understand the perspective and then kind of maybe get them to see my perspective on things. So anybody of differing views, I would love to talk with, you know, and not necessarily in an attack session. I'm not trying to prove my point. I'm trying to understand their position and how you think that way. Because I think most people, again, my wife and I were just talking about this. I think most people in their head are the hero of their own story. Mm-hmm. You know, most of us think about ourselves first person and the most important and
main character.
Yeah, exactly. Main character. Exactly. So, all right. Well, look, because I told you I got to get makeup on for this play. So, well, why don't you circle back and tell everybody again where the race is, what time it's at, how to register for it, all the specifics.
Yeah. So I will back up and say Reverent Warriors, the group that I came in here to represent, we are a nonpartisan organization. We accept veterans of all ethnicities, creeds, races, gender, political ideology. We are here for the veteran. As long as you served, we are here for you. So we leave politics out of it. We're just here to have a good time. But our Veterans Day race is taking place November 8th. We're meeting up at 8 o'clock in the morning at Veterans Plaza right there in Mumford. Race will start right at 9 o'clock for the 5K. The 0K will start about 9:20 once everybody clears out. Course will be open for an hour. Mumford PD is supporting significantly, making sure everybody's safe. It'll be a great time. So you can register on iwmemphis.com. We'll get you our information to the local site. You can click on register for Veterans Day 5K there. With your $40-ish sign up, you get a nice race medal right here. You get a nice event t-shirt right here, and you'll come out and you'll raise some money for veteran suicide prevention.
That's great. And that was a good explanation of it, too. And I didn't mean for it to get all political on it. It's just last time we were kind of political.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's all good. And, you know, we're nonpartisan, too, right, Josh?
That's right. Sure.
If you want to see how nonpartisan we are, just check out our stuff on other platforms. There's lots of interesting things on there, from clowns to Jerry the King Lawler. There's lots of stuff. And then Michelle Allen, who's I'm also sure is nonpartisan, is glad to help you with buying, selling, renting real estate. The only color she cares about is green. She wants to get that green and help you get it. And then Mason's High Octane Martial Arts will kick you in the face, again, regardless of your political affiliation. Just visit masonsmartialarts.com, location in Covington and a location in Millington. And then Holistic, Jam Books and Records, my bad. You can come get books on all kinds of political stuff at Jam Books and Records, located on the square in Covington. And then the clinic that I talk about, the Holistic Healthcare and Hormones, is about optimizing your health. So they're not there to like treat your cold. They're there to do these tests where they analyze your whole system and determine what you need to be the most optimum version of yourself, whether it be hormone therapy or sleep or whatever. And then if you need help with social media marketing, branding, et cetera, especially if you're a Democrat, Josh will
That's
help
right.
you
we'll
at
take,
MasonITeMarketing.com.
We'll take liberal money, too. We don't care.
And thank you guys for watching. Like I said, come check us out at Rocky Horror this weekend. It opens this weekend and then next weekend at the Covington Ruffin Theater. We'll see you guys next time, so keep kicking. Thanks for watching, guys. Just remember that this is not legal advice or investment advice or business advice. This is for fun and entertainment purposes only.